Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time now to get some insight as to what you and I as consumers are buying. And if you understand the measure of consumer price index, you'd be well aware that this particular basket shifts. It's an average of what you and I typically would purchase in the store, and this is then used to measure the outcomes of inflation. In other words, how quickly the cost of living, the rate at which the cost of living does increase by. But a good counterpart and friend of the show, Mr. Patrick Kelly, joins us now, Chief Director for Price Statistics at Stats SA, to talk us through this update from the institution. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Kelly. Great to touch base with you again.
Yes, thanks, Kugulator. Nice to be speaking to you this evening.
Fantastic. Last time we had this conversation, we had a look at the reshaping of the basket once again, and this has taken place. Help us contextualize, number one, why this is necessary, especially given the beginning of the year.
Sure. Well, perhaps just to take a step back to make sure everyone understands what we're talking about when we refer to a basket. This is really the list of goods and services that make up the CPI, that's Stats SA prices each month. We collect prices for, and that then informs the overall headline inflation rate. So we typically update this at least every 5 years. The last update we did was we announced in 2022. That was 3 years ago or so. And it's important to ensure that we do update it, because people do spend their money on different things. We have different products entering the market. We have new technologies that come in and old ones that go out. And it's important for the quality, the relevance, the accuracy of the CPI to reflect as closely as possible consumers' spending patterns.
Got you. And that's important because there are shifts in terms of what it is we buy as consumers and how that continues to shift. And maybe let's just start there. We've rejigged the basket, and I understand that the facelift includes adding 71 new products, but removing another 53, reorganizing another 29. Looks like there's a lot of reclassification that's taking place. Maybe talk us through working on goods that might be basic items for many households, as well as additional costs typically incurred.
Yeah, so it's quite a big rejig of the basket, because in total we have 391 products, so 71 new ones and 53 out from the old basket. So just to give you some flavor of things that are coming in, for example, in the food basket we've included basmati rice, meat bones, meat patties and chicken nuggets, Vienna sausages, Russian-made sausages, Russian sausages, and ready-made meals. Those are some of the food items. Perhaps if we look at some of the kind of more technology-related items, we've included air fryers, we've included e-hailing services, we have streaming services, modems and routers, some of these sorts of items that, have become more popular over the last 5 or 6 years.
Got you. And I guess that essentially tells us what it is that consumers have been spending more of and less on. Maybe if you can tell us about some of the exclusions?
Yeah. So, for example, if we start with food again, we've excluded ready-mixed flour, flavored milk, frozen potato chips, coffee ground coffee or coffee beans. If we look at the technology items again, we've thrown out toasters. We also have excluded driving licenses, post office box rentals, landline, telephone fees, satellite decoders. Those would be some examples.
Got you. This is also where new technology products have then been included. Streaming services caught my attention here.
Yeah, so we know that things like Netflix and Disney Plus, etc., have become a lot more popular. Probably if we went back 15 years, we might have found VHS players in the basket, and then a little bit later we would have found DVD players, and now we're picking up the kind of main ways that people consume their content, which is typically through streaming services.
I guess I am intrigued as well, because there's a wonderful graphic that actually shows the new consumer inflation basket with a summary, but as well as with a detailed breakdown. And I guess what's also been interesting to witness is just the dominance of household utilities, food and non-alcoholic beverages, and transport being the key drivers to the cost that we need to prioritize as consumers.
Yeah, so that's kind of the other leg of what we've released today, is that we have updated what we call the weights of the CPI. So the weights are based on what households have, you know, the actual rands that households have spent their money on, and we allocate a value to each of the products, the 391 products that are in the basket, and kind of convert that to a percentage so we, you know, we can look at the different categories and see what their share is. So housing and utilities has been the biggest category for quite some time. It's still the biggest category. It lost a little bit of its share. The second biggest category is food and non-alcoholic beverages, and that actually went up a bit from 17.1% to 18.2%. So that's a kind of a big increase there. Transport is the third biggest category, and that dropped a little bit from 14.4 to 13.9. That was mainly a result of actually drop in fuel expenditure. And fuel, as you remember from our conversations from time to time, fuel is one of those products that, because it moves a lot, it often has a big influence on the month-to-month change in the CPI.
I'm aware that we had the CPI print last week came out at 3% for the month of December, if I'm not mistaken. When will this new basket be implemented, Patrick? And more importantly, how does it assure us as well as followers of the data from Stats SA around the certainty of the CPI data going forward?
Well, first of all, so what we published last week was the CPI for December 2024.
Yes.
All of these changes will be implemented with effect from January 2025, and that publication comes out in February. I think that, you know, this is really important in terms of the credibility and the quality of the CPI, that we make these updates from time to time. It keeps the CPI current, is what people actually are experiencing in their day-to-day purchases. And it keeps us also in line with good international practice, so that you know, other countries are able to look at the CPI and get a sense of confidence that, yes, this does actually reflect what is happening in stores, from service providers and the like.
Got you. Patrick, we'll leave it there for tonight, but truly appreciate your time this evening, sir.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. That's Patrick Kelly, Chief Director for Price Statistics at Stats SA.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.